Now on with the news on KUOW's listener-supported The Record. A proposal in front of the Seattle City Council would allow homeless people to camp in public parks and along miles of city sidewalks. Earlier this year, Portland tried something similar, only to kill that experiment after 6 months. Reporter Amelia Templeton with Oregon Public Broadcasting told me the Portland measure failed because the rules around it were unenforceable.
So, for example, people were supposed to camp in groups of six or less. And by the end of the summer, you know, we had encampments of sometimes 60 or 70 or 80 people all in a single field and all of the impact that comes with that. And the rules also included that people were supposed to take their tents down every day and then set them up again in the evening. I have to say, I don't think I ever saw that happen once in the time that I spent covering homelessness in the city. And so, on the one hand, the public had this expectation that these rules were going to be followed and that might help minimize the impact. And when that didn't happen, I think it really turned the public very hard against this experiment.
So campers weren't obeying the rules. Why is that the fault of the rules?
Well, I think you have to be realistic about the population that we're talking about and some of the things that we're dealing with. That comes with a lot of baggage. It comes with drug addiction. It comes with, in some cases, mental illness and trauma. And there are also people who are pretty desperate and, you know, kind of scraping by. And so the notion that you're going to get up every morning and take your tent down at 8 o'clock in the morning, I just think it may seem really simple, but I think it's not necessarily a realistic expectation for everybody. And particularly, there wasn't really any enforcement. The Portland police weren't, I think, comfortable enforcing these rules. So the legal underpinnings of the rules were really unclear. And I think that made any kind of attempt to enforce them fraught for people like police or social workers who were out there trying to make it work.
I'm sure there's a debate about this in Portland, Amelia, but what's the lesson for Portland and for Seattle?
To me, I think there's two parts to the lesson. And the first part is, you have to recognize that if you're doing this, there will be impacts on neighbors and there will be impacts on communities. There will be trash, there will be noise, there will be other public impacts, and you really have to have a realistic strategy for how you're going to mitigate that and how you're going to deal with complaints. Otherwise, you get a situation where, you know, the public can really turn against this kind of thing. And, you know, we even had a situation in Portland where allegedly somebody put a homemade explosive device under a camper of a homeless family in East Portland. And the tension and the escalation of the frustration and the really negative attitudes about homeless people, it entrenched in the city. I think there needs to be a plan for how to avoid that and how to not have this just reinforce everybody's stereotypes and everybody's frustration.
Portland was starting, as Seattle is, with there weren't enough shelters. There weren't places for people to go to. That was the idea behind the mayor letting people camp in certain places. Was there any way that that could have been designed better so that people could camp since they didn't have another place to go, but it didn't get out of control?
You know, I do think the city could have done more to mitigate the impacts of this kind of camping. So, for example, they did place some dumpsters near a few of the larger places where people congregated on the Springwater Corridor bike path. Those weren't nearly enough. When they came through and actually moved people out of the camps, they carried away dumpster load after dumpster load of garbage. And that's the kind of thing that really set the community against this. And so I think having a really practical, really aggressive approach to how you deal with things like trash and drug use, I would say, would be the two, you know, primary community concerns. That, I think, would have improved the way that it played out in Portland, for sure.
That is Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter Amelia Templeton, who's followed that story in Portland about Portland's, as she said, failed experiment to let homeless camps exist on public land. The Seattle City Council is considering a proposal this week that's similar, and we're going to look more into this and tell you more about similarities and differences among these approaches to homelessness and what might make the difference between successful and failed policies. We'll continue to cover that here on KUOW's The Record.